Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Perhaps you have seen the documentary series on Disney Plus, The Imagineering story. It's all about how Disneyland and all the Disney theme parks came to be, but it's so much more than that. And it's now been turned into a huge, informative, comprehensive book about Imagineering at Disney. And it's by the filmmaker who produced the series, Leslie Iwerks, who's on the line with us right now. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. This, by the way, is pretty special to you, not just because you immersed yourself in the Imagineering story, but this is something you kind of grew up with. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So I'm third generation in the sort of Disney fold. My grandfather was Ub Iwerks, who was the original designer and co-creator of Mickey Mouse back in 1927. And he was started with Walt Disney back in Kansas City, Missouri, and they formed the Iwerks Disney Company, and they were original partners in the Disney Company. My grandfather worked for Disney pretty much all of his life and developed new technologies, constantly new technologies and innovations that really helped to innovate the Disney films and the Disney animated films as well as the parks. And my dad, Don, grew up in that world too, was at Disney for 35 years, and also was a technical innovator and engineer and developed camera systems and projection technology that you see throughout all the parks. And I sort of fell into that, grew up in Burbank, and would sort of be tagging along with my dad to the back lot of the Disney studio, and got to see the back lot before it was ever torn down, and sort of movies getting made, and it was, you know, tagging along with him to the parks and going backstage and seeing animatronic dinosaurs getting, you know, built. And it was just really cool stuff for a kid to have that exposure to the behind the scenes of the magic. And so it instilled in me an interest in not only being creative, but documenting how things get done, how things get made and created.
Well, absolutely. You're a storyteller. You're a filmmaker. This definitely is an amazing story to tell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a dream project. They commissioned the documentary for 5 years. So it was a 5-year project to travel all over the world and capture a lot of events that were happening and projects that were being made and coming online and premiering. And so we got all that in the can and started editing. And before I knew it, I had unprecedented access to the archives as well, to Walt Disney's archives, videos, tapes that were on the shelves that they had never really, you know, needed or thought about much, that were like 30 years old. And we just digitized everything and ultimately had a 6-hour cut. And so Disney Plus came along at the same time and said, we want that. So it was amazing timing. And we ended up debuting the series, The Imagineering Story, on Disney Plus when the network was launched. And out of that, with all the footage on the cutting room floor, the head of Disney Editions, Wendy Lefcon, came to me and said, how would you like to do a book? And because she had heard, you know, that I had so much left that should have, stories that should have been told, you know, that couldn't be told in the 6-hour cut. So now you have a 750-plus page book to tap into a little bit more of it.
just scratching the surface. Yeah, this is a comprehensive book. It's huge and full of such amazing information. I guess at the core of it is the success that Walt Disney Imagineering has enjoyed over the many years. What is it? What's the secret to the success?
You know, I think the secret to the success of Disney is the DNA that has never gone away, which is Walt Disney himself and the imagination that he conjured up. And he had a band of kind of ragtag artists and designers and thinkers that fell in lockstep with him in designing that first park. And those people who were the leaders have basically inspired generations of Imagineers since, and 12 theme parks later around the world, and thousands of Imagineers around the world, I think everyone is still in lockstep with the original DNA of Walt Disney and his imagination and his desire to really turn a 2D experience like animation into a 3D immersive experience for guests. And also the level of hospitality and the level of cleanliness and experience, firsthand experience that he wanted the guests to have has, you know, is part of that DNA that continues today. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I just think that that's the reason this group of people are still successful, because there is a very strong DNA to the founder, and that's very rare for companies.
Oh, absolutely, especially generations on. They definitely set the gold standard, no doubt about it. The amount of technology and imagination, I mean, Imagineering is the perfect word to describe the intersection of those two things. So we've seen Disney, you know, change and certainly, not only keep up with the times, but with the future as well. So what can you tell us about what's on the horizon at Walt Disney Imagineering?
Well, they've got, you know, new things that at every single park around the world happening now. There's a big push for a revamp of Epcot in Walt Disney World. They're doing new things in World Showcase, and they're bringing in what you call World Celebration, World Nature, World Discovery. So it'll continue to have that sort of science and futurism aspect to it, but it will also bring in nature. And it will also continue with the lands around the world in World Showcase, which personally I love. I've always been a big World Showcase fan, just walking around that area. And then, you know, they've got things at Tokyo Disney Resort, new Fantasy Springs. They're bringing in a lot of the movies in themed areas, such as Frozen and Peter Pan and Tangled, a new luxury hotel that overlooks the park in Tokyo. They've got new activity in Disneyland Paris and Hong Kong Disneyland, and so you name it, I could go on and on. But there's a lot going on around the world.
Yeah, there always is. What about for you, Leslie? What's on the horizon for you? Having put this amazing book together, put the documentary, the Imagineering story together. What's on the horizon for you?
So I have just finished a series for Warner Brothers on the history of DC Comics, a three-hour show that will unveil most likely in June next year, and I'm currently working on another project for Warner Brothers, another series that has not yet been announced, and then I'm also in development with Disney on another series with them. So, just busy.
But
filming and traveling.
Yeah,
and producing. So
living the life, absolutely. The Imagineering story. This would be perfect for, I would think, this is a book and a series, but certainly the book would be great for people that have sort of an engineering mind about them, but also people that just love Disney, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's not just for people who like the parks. To me, this is a story of creativity and business and innovation. So if any of those three pillars are of interest to you, I think you'll learn a lot from this book, and you'll really go behind the scenes like I did. I mean, the goal in the book was to take you in a more immersive way through time and place, and get you into the mindset of why certain things were done and the choices that were made. And some of the choices were really, really strong and great and successful, and some of the choices were not. Hmm. And we learn why those choices were made. And this is a very honest telling. I interviewed Michael Eisner and Bob Iger and over 200 Imagineers interviews that I did. And so it really just gives you an honest look at creativity and what it takes. And that's fun. You know, it can apply to any business that you're in, whether you're starting a restaurant or building a house, or it goes into design and thoughtfulness and creativity and color and texture and the whys and hows and what not to do's are all in there.
Very inspirational. The Imagineering story, Leslie Iwerks. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Leslie Iwerks, the award-winning filmmaker, whose documentary series on Disney Plus is The Imagineering Story, now compiled in book form with even more information than was in that documentary, six-part documentary series on Disney Plus.